New figures from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency are surprising in a number of ways. First of all, the large figure is nearly 400,000 individuals deported during the year that ended, well, the fiscal year that ended in September of 2011. That is a record for the agency, the largest number of people deported since they began working. Yesterday, we spoke with Maria Hinojosa, correspondent for Frontline, about that Frontline's investigation into detention centers and the proceedings of deportations. And she explained that not all of the immigrants who are picked up and questioned by the Department of Homeland Security are actually illegal.
Detention centers where undocumented immigrants are held, and by the way, John, many people also with legal green cards who are picked up and then processed. And these are people who have been living in the United States for 20 years.
That may be surprising, but even more surprising is it's not just immigrants who are getting detained. American citizens at some times are being held by police. A new investigation into the so-called Secure Communities Program finds they've detained hundreds of American citizens, although we're not exactly sure of the number. Joining us now, Julia Preston, who's national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Julia.
Hi, Celeste.
So how does this happen that an American citizen could be detained and questioned about their citizenship status?
Well, it turns out that in the ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Department of Homeland Security databases that are used to check fingerprints under this program called Secure Communities, these databases include also positive records of immigrants who, for example, became naturalized United States citizens. And so it's possible that you can have a hit, as they call it, under a Secure Communities check when you're booked into a local jail as a result of the fact that you took the time and effort to become a naturalized citizen.
Let's talk about this large number. I mean, nearly 400,000 people deported, the most in the history of this agency. And the ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, is claiming this as a victory, saying that they have been more effective at deporting those who are not just here illegally, but over half of them have criminal records. Is this, in fact, can we see it that way, as just that the agency has gotten more effective?
I think the figures do show that ICE is moving in a direction of increasing the proportion of criminal convicts who are among those deported. So this is a quite significant change since the Bush administration, for example. However, this very high number of deportations is causing a lot of pain and fear in immigrant communities. And there are still significant questions about the other half, the 45% of the people who were deported who were not criminal convicts. How serious were their violations? ICE is claiming about that many of those people were caught just after they crossed the border, and immigration authorities are making a special effort to turn those people back before they get into the United States. But still, there are large questions about the population of people in that other group of non-criminals.
Well, it certainly looks like a wide net, at the very least. Julia Preston, national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. I have a question. I mean, it seemed to me we were reporting on this program just a couple of months ago that the administration signed some executive order that actually was reducing the threshold, or I guess increasing the threshold of who they would actually pick up, focusing on people who are very specific threats, and not focusing on illegals who might constitute just, traffic violators, that sort of thing.
Yes.
What's going on here?
So immigration agents have set a set of priorities, and they have issued instruction to agents on the ground to avoid deportation of different classes of people, military veterans, pregnant women, victims of domestic violence. There are a series of categories that they're trying to avoid. But that's happening on a case-by-case basis. And in general, you have a program like Secure Communities, which is running fingerprint checks on everyone who is booked into jail for any kind of local arrest. And so you have these very sweeping programs on one hand that are pulling people into the system, and then you are asking your ICE agents to apply a case-by-case criteria. So far, my impression is that it has created just tremendous confusion out in the country. The pace of deportations is running well ahead of the immigration agency's ability to make distinctions in these individual cases.
Wow.
That perhaps maybe they're rushing to judgment. The other thing that makes me think that perhaps it's not an unbiased process is that there two-thirds of somewhere around two-thirds of the illegal immigrants here are Latino, and yet almost 100%, I mean 93 or 94% of those who've been deported and arrested under secure communities were Latinos. That seems disproportionate.
Yes, well, I think that's one of the more troubling findings from this study that was done by the Berkeley Law School and the Cardozo Law School here in New York, which is that because these people are coming into the secure communities, the federal system, through local arrests, there does seem to be some evidence here for the cries that we continually hear from Latino communities in particular, that Latinos are singled out by local police based on what they look like, and then they end up in the federal deportation system.
But based on what we're hearing from ICE, from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the secure communities, it has no plans to modify the way that they go about deportations and finding detainees.
Mr. Morton, who's the head of the immigration agency, said yesterday that we could expect more of the same next year.
Okay, Julia Preston is national immigration correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Julia, do you also predict that immigration will remain a hot topic for the presidential election next year?
What do you think?
Good question. Julia Preston, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Give us your take. What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Clearly a topic of discussion at the GOP debate last night and probably will continue to be. Although, as we talked about yesterday, the GOP contenders like to paint President Obama as soft on immigration, and it appears from these numbers that he is quite the opposite.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.